Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live at Nats Park, you're listening to Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. At 12:18, our final segment today, we're done at 12:30. Charlie and Dave taking over for pregame. We will give you your Lindsey Cadillac starting lineup, some keys to the game, breakdown last night's ball game as well. I was at Nats Park for Howie Kendrick's not one but two homers. He went deep three times in a four-at-bat span. I love me some Howie Kendrick. Always have. Now he's on my club, and so I love him even more. But Danny, Howie Kendrick, just like Sean Doolittle, just like Brandon Kinstler, just like Ryan Madsen, has been a gift provided by Mike Rizzo.
Just thank goodness the new Nats came to the ballpark yesterday. That is certainly what I will say about that. This is a group that, as a team, has scored three runs or less in 10 of their last 15 games, four runs or less, two four-run outbursts in 12 of their last 15. And yet, I think they've won 10 of 15.
Yeah.
Because they pitched. That end of the bullpen has been awesome. Howie Kendrick, basically solo offense yesterday. Godsend.
Everybody's hurt.
As they deal with injuries, this is how you have to get through these kinds of stretches. It's been great.
Somebody came up to me yesterday and goes, are you worried about our offense? I said, well, if in the playoffs you're starting Wilmer Defoe and Adrian Sanchez and Brian Goodwin, and I mean, you go around the team. This is Andrew Stevenson.
Yeah.
This is the Syracuse Sky Chiefs for the most part. And Michael Taylor just got back healthy and isn't himself yet. I mean, it's Ryan Zimmerman, Daniel Murphy, Anthony Rendon batting in the wrong spot in the order, and misfits. So, no, I'm not worried about the offense. Now, I'll be worried about the offense if Trey Turner and Jason Wirth and Bryce Harper don't come back, because that's a third of your lineup right there.
Yeah, if we're still doing this exact same dance in a month, I'll start to get more worried. I get irritated when a guy with a 6 ERA shoves it against the Nationals a couple times in a week. That always will irk me forever and ever and always. But at the same time, you can't expect the same kind of results. And they're finding a way to win games because Edwin Jackson is shoving, because the back end of the bullpen is now solidified, and everything else. It's cool when everybody pulls the rope.
Ezekiel Elliott is appealing his 6-game suspension. News comes out today that part of the 160 pages the NFL's not going to release on its investigation of Elliott was that his ex-girlfriend, Tiffany Thompson, has a text exchange that the league has back and forth with a friend in which it is suggested and she agrees that they should try to blackmail Elliott for money for a sex tape of her and the Cowboys running back. And that not only do they want to blackmail him, and that the friend says, well, let's get $10,000 from him so we can all get boob jobs. She says, 10? How about 20? I mean, this is the type of thing that leads you to think less of the victim, which is why, as you said, maybe this thing didn't actually go to trial. But the league doesn't have to worry about the credibility of the victim. They just have to worry about whether or not Ezekiel Elliott put his hands on her, whether or not he did something incorrectly before all this. Because she could be a bad person doing terrible things to Ezekiel Elliott, and if he hit her, he's still suitable for a 6-game suspension. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. In a minute, I'll tell you why I think this thing's going to get reduced and how many games it'll get knocked down to. Carl's in Fredericksburg. What's up, Carl? How are you?
What's up, bud?
Hey, it's a pleasure and an honor, first of all, to be on your show. I listen all the time.
Appreciate it,
even
bud.
Though I'm a loyal Cowboy fan. And I want to say this, especially knowing Mr. Jones personally, and I grew up with his head of security, so I go out a couple of times. But to get to the main point, I guarantee you Ezekiel Elliott, with the backing that he has and knowing the evidence as it is, because a lot of evidence, you know, Danny and Grant, has not come out yet. So anyway, I guarantee you when this is done, Ezekiel Elliott will not serve a day of suspension.
You think really? It's nothing?
I mean,
wow.
Yeah. And I will say this without saying too much. You know, Ezekiel Elliott does have a lot of growing up to do. He really does. And that's why his father moved to Dallas with him. You know, but he does have a lot of growing up to do, and he has to, you know, take accountability for his actions. He's a grown man, and you got a lot of men out there that, you know, that's grown up, you know, that doesn't know how to be professional millionaires. But getting back to the main point, Grant and Danny, he won't serve a day, knowing the backing that he has, you know, with the attorneys and stuff. And, you know, the information, I'm surprised it's just now coming out, because this information has been out there about what she had planned to do for a very long time.
Carl, it's well known.
Thanks,
thank
Carl.
You for the call, buddy, that she did attempt to blackmail him. I don't know that the sex tape part of this was known. I'm not
I
sure.
I certainly
that,
didn't. Maybe someone else did. But
I didn't know that, and I think that some of this is new information, and it is news. Appreciate the phone call.
But here's where I disagree with that. Sorry to cut you off, but I do think he'll serve a suspension. The NFL, they were stunned and have been smacked around, at least in the court of public opinion. It didn't affect any ratings, but they still like to look the right way. They have been just run through the ringer on Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, Greg Hardy, etc. They think they've got enough here where they get to stand on the side of, we're against domestic violence, you guys. They screwed up with Josh Brown, too. They screwed up so royally. They're going to – that's why they went for six. It's going to get reduced. I firmly believe that. But they're going to say, look how firmly we stood against domestic violence this time, regardless of really the facts of the case. Because keep in mind, again, the NFL is not a justice organization.
Yeah.
They're a football organization. They have a product that they want to present to you that we consume in the billions of dollars range, okay? They don't care about, quote, justice. They don't care about fairness. See the Brady case, for example. What they want to do is show that they got this one right, and we're going to have a very tough stance, regardless of the facts of the case.
So you mentioned Brady. I think about Brady when I listened to Carl talk a minute ago. Brady had great lawyers, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brady's case was made pretty well, I thought, on his behalf also. He still served a suspension. The league is powerful. However powerful, however efficient and quality Ezekiel Elliott's representation is, the league's is going to be better, just like Tom Brady's, number one. Number two, so much of this is about perspective and the court of public opinion from the league standpoint. What you just said was accurate, which is they want to be able to celebrate and show we now take domestic violence a lot more seriously than we used to. In the same way that this hurts the ex-girlfriend, Tiffany Thompson, from a perspective standpoint and in the court of public opinion today, the league cares about that and how it's going to handle Ezekiel Elliott ultimately. I think that that is sometimes, for the league, more important than what actually happened, to be completely honest, as sad as that is. And that's why I think he's going to serve a suspension. I think it will get reduced down. I think the reason they gave him six initially was because they knew there was enough holes here overall that it could be appealed down, and it's going to get knocked down to four. And I think he will still serve a four-game, one-quarter of a season suspension. And I genuinely believe, I was shocked when the six games came out. I thought all along it would be four. But the reason they gave him six was because when little things like this story today with Tiffany Thompson and this alleged blackmailing of a sex tape comes out,
right,
then they'll knock it down 2 games to 4 games, and he's still going to serve that suspension.
And they're still going to look like heroes. That's what they want.
Yes. Matt is in Calvert County on Grant and Danny. Matt, how does this change what's going on with Ezekiel Elliott?
I don't know if it changed it much. I have a very simple question. When you're innocent, what do you typically say?
Say that again.
When you're innocent, what do you typically say?
I would say I'm innocent.
What did he? You would say you're innocent. What has Ezekiel Elliott not said yet?
Well, he said, thank you for the call. He has come out and said he didn't do this. I mean, that has
That was
happened.
His initial stance.
Yes.
I'll be exonerated when the info comes out.
Absolutely.
But I see his point, though. When you start doing this, hey, I'm being accused of something. Well, look at what that person did.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what you did.
Let's go to Steve, Northwest D.C. on Grant and Danny. Steve, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I think at this point it doesn't matter what new evidence or what it's out there. Decision's been made. The NFL doesn't care about today's news. But let me ask you this. Did they not tell Ezekiel Elliott that he is on the edge, and if he continues down this path, that he might be out of the league? Am I wrong in that?
I do think there was a meeting that took place with an NFL rep. Now, I don't think
when was that?
I don't think Goodell sat down
right when they announced the suspension. Right when they announced it, they also mentioned that he is very close to being put out of the league.
Yeah, it was sort of an overall behavior thing, because you include that incident.
Right. There's no way he doesn't get a suspension.
But here's what I would want to know, Steven. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate you. That's a good observation. What I would want to know about that is, if he had a meeting with the league, was it before this investigation? Because this is all old. This isn't new that they're looking into. In other words, if when they started their one-year investigation that started last summer, they sat down with him and said, watch yourself. Since then, he's lifted up a girl's shirt and showed her breasts at a parade. Since then, he's punched a guy supposedly in a nightclub. I mean, we've heard all the other nonsense.
Right.
It's not like he's acted correctly. And going back to my perception, court of public opinion thing, the league cares about that stuff,
yeah.
Danny. And if he wasn't doing those things, they wouldn't have probably suspended him for six at this point. Grant and Danny on the Fan, 11 o'clock is next. We'll get the latest on the Redskins. After that, we're going to discuss the five things Mike Jones says matter most to the team in their preseason game against the Packers. And with the power rankings out from ESPN.com, where do the Skins rank right now in the NFL? Coming up on Grant and Danny next, right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.